弟兄姐妹朋友们很平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
两个星期前，我们在这里分享了《创世纪》十五章。
Two weeks ago, I shared the message from Genesis chapter 15.
讲到神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And we talked about God made a covenant with Abraham.
鼓励并坚固亚伯拉罕的信心。
And he encouraged and affirmed Abraham's faith.
神要他的儿女知道。
And God wanted his children to know.
他是永不改变的神，也是守约、是慈爱的神。
He is never changing God, and he is faithful and keep his the God that keeps his covenant.
今天我们从另一个方面继续认识我们所信的神。
Today I want to emphasize on another point to know more about our God.
他是圣洁、荣耀的神。
He is a holy and glorious God.
我们今天的经文是来自于利未记十章一到三节，就是大家刚才所读的。
Today's scripture is taken from Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. We just read it.
我们下面一起做个祷告。
Let us pray now.
亲爱的父神，我们奉你的名，靠着耶稣基督的宝血来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, that we come before you.
父神，今天是你命定的圣日，让你的儿女一起来你的殿中来敬拜你。
Lord, today is the day that you have ordained so your children can come to your sanctuary to worship you.
父神，就求你的圣灵带领我们今天的敬拜。
And Father, please let your Holy Spirit to guide us.That guide our worship today.
赐给每个在座的弟兄姊妹朋友们一颗谦卑受教的心。
Grant us a teachable and humble heart.
让我们真的是知道主，我们常常犯罪，亏缺你的荣耀。
Please let us know that we often sin and fall short of your glory.
让我们真的知道我们的盼望是在主耶稣基督那里。
So that we will know that our only true hope.Is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，真的除你以外，我们没有盼望。
Oh Lord, apart from you, we have no hope.
主，就求主你引导今天的崇拜。
And Lord, we ask you to lead our worship today.
主，让我们真的是放下一切的烦恼、一切的负担，定睛在你的身上。
Lord, help us to put aside all the troubles and all the anxious that we can come to worship you wholeheartedly.
主啊，让我们真的是知道主你不丢弃我们，主你永远与我们同在。
Lord, let us know that you will never forsake us and you will always be with us.
求你祝福我们下面的敬拜。
Bless our worship.
祝福你自己的话语。
And bless your own words.
我们这样祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
在旧约时代，神的子民不能直接到神面前来敬拜神。
In the Old Testament era, the God's people, they cannot come directly to God to worship.
一切的敬拜，关于敬拜事呢，都需要经过祭司。
And all the worship matters that they have to rely and through the priest.
这是因为我们的先祖亚当犯罪。
That's because our the ancestor father Adam has fallen.
人就与神隔绝。
And we are separated from God.
人不能直接来到神的面前。
And the people cannot come directly to God.
只有神选定的祭司才能。
Only the chosen priest can come before God.
在新约时代。
In the New Testament era.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
By the accomplishment that Jesus Christ has finished on the cross.
他为我们的罪死，而且三日后复活。
He died for our sin and he has resurrected.Three days later.
如今他就坐在父神的右边。
And now he just sit on the right side of our God.
他打通了人与神之间的障碍。
He and make the path between man and God.
让信神的人能够与神重新和好。
So that the believers that can be reconciled with God.
不再因罪与神隔绝。
So they are no longer separated from God because of their sin.
我们作为神的儿女。
As children of God.
有圣灵内住。
We have Holy Spirit dwell inside us.
我们可以直接来到神的面前来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
We can come directly to God and worship Him.
所以从这层意义上来讲，在新约时代，每个信徒都是祭司。
And from this point of view, that in the New Testament era, all the believers they are priests.
神是圣洁的、荣耀的，他是永不改变。
God is a holy and glorious God, and He never changes.
而我们人是污秽的，是有罪的。
And men have sinned, and they full of filthy.
人不可直接按照自己的主观意愿来侍奉神。
Man cannot serve God according to his own will.
神也在利未记十九章二节告诉我们。
And in the Leviticus that chapter 29, God told us.
他在这里说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
And the Lord said to the Israelites, Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and said to them, Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
在旧约时代,
In the Old Testament era,
祭司必须按照神的指示来侍奉他。
And the priest must follow God's command to serve him.
新约时代的祭司, 也就是真正信靠耶稣基督的人。
And in the New Testament era, the priests that who are the believers that trust Jesus Christ,
也必须按神的教导来侍奉他。
They also need to follow God's instruction to serve Him.
来过每日的基督徒生活。
And they should also live their life according to the Lord's teaching.
今天我们通过考察利未记十章一到三节。
Today, through the study of the Leviticus chapter 10,
愿圣灵帮助我们能够明白这样一个真理。
May the Holy Spirit help us to understand this truth.
神的圣洁和荣耀绝不容轻看。
And there's no trivial matter for God in His holiness and glorious.
我们想从下面这么三个方面来理解这段经文。
And we want to study this in the three aspects, in the following three aspects.
第一节到第二节，圣洁的神绝不容忍儿戏。
And from Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1-2 tells us the holy God in no way tolerates any trifling matters.
第二节就是第三节的前半部分，圣洁的神必血为圣。
And the second aspect is the holy God must be sanctified is from the first half of verse 3.
最后一节就是第三节最后一部分，圣洁的神必得荣耀。
And the third aspect is the holy God must be glorified. This is from the second half of the verse 3.
我们先来看第一节一到二节。
We want to look at more on the first aspect.
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐的，就有火从耶和华面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1 to 2, Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu.Took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense, and they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
根据出埃及记第六章二十三节记录。
From Exodus chapter 6, verse 23.
拿达和亚比户是亚伦的长子和次子。
And Nadab and Abihu is the first and second sons of Aaron.
这兄弟二人在被神击杀之前，他们已经在以色列民中熟知，而且比较文明。
And these two sons, before they were killed by the Lord, they already very famous in the Israelites, and they already know the instructions how to serve in the temple.
他们二人也，神也给了他们二人很高的荣誉。
And God also gave them the glory to them.
当神在火中降临西乃山时，
When God was descended on Mount Sinai,
他召摩西到山顶，
and he called Moses to go to the top of the mountain.
将治理以色列民的命令典章一一的讲给摩西听，
and he gave Moses the command that how to govern the Israelites and teach Moses how to do it.
他又在出埃及记二十四章一节。
And in Exodus chapter 24, verse 1,
他是这样说的。
He said this.
耶和华对摩西说，你和亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七十人，都要上到我这里来，远远的下拜。
He said to Moses, Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship us at a distance.
从经文中我们可以看到，神并没有提及72位长老的名字。
And in here, God didn't mention the 72 elders, the name of the 72 elders.
他只是单独点名摩西、亚伦、拿达和亚比户。
But he mentioned the name of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu.
可见这四位他们在以色列民中的地位和名声是极其显赫的。
As we can all see that these four peoples they're important and famous in the people of Israelites.
而且根据出埃及记第八、第九章，我们知道拿达和亚比户被击杀之前。已经刚刚被分别为圣，要在会幕中做祭司的职分。
And from Exodus chapter 8 and 9, we know that before they serve, Nadab and Abihu was separated, set apart, and cleansed to get ready to serve in the temple.
如果我们仔细来观察利未记第八章到第九章，
If we look at examine the Leviticus chapter 8 and 9 carefully.
第八章是摩西在神和众以色列会众面前按立亚伦和他的儿子为祭司。
And in chapter 8 is Moses ordained in front of the Israelites Moses ordained Aaron and his sons.
第九章是亚伦被按立祭司后第一天按照摩西从神那里得来的指示行使祭司的职责。
And chapter 9 talks about Aaron on his first day after Moses ordained him he started serving as the priest in the temple.
然而就在第十章，就在拿达和亚比户首次作为祭司在会幕中侍奉时，他们就招致了神的击杀。
And in chapter 10, it's the first time that Nadab and Abihu to serve in the sanctuary that they sinned against the Lord and was killed.
神曾经给过拿达和亚比户很高的荣誉。
God has given Nadab and Abihu glory before.
在以色列众民面前呼他们二人的名字，抬举他们。
And God himself called out Nadab and Abihu's name in front of the Israelites, gave them the honor.
也想让他们在神的殿中来侍奉他。
And God also wants them to serve in the sanctuary of the Lord.
为什么神把他们击杀了呢？
Why God killed them now?
利未记，圣经利未记十章一节，其实已经给了我们这个答案。
And in chapter 10, verse 1, we already have an answer here.
他们被击杀的原因就是因为献燔火。
And the reason they were killed because they gave the unauthorized fire before the Lord.
这是神没有吩咐他们。
That's not according to God's command.
燔火就是未经神的授权或者指定而自己擅自凭自己的意愿来拿来的火。
And the unauthorized fire means that the person that did not follow God's instruction and command and do it according to the person's will and to try to serve God in his own way.
也许你会想，燔火既没有冒犯他人，也没有违背任何神的命令，他们有什么罪呢？
Maybe you will think that unauthorized fire seems to not offend other people and seems to not offend God's command. Why God cares?
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，
Brothers, sisters,
神有时并没有明确地禁止我们做某一个具体的事情。
Sometimes God did not tell us what we should not do.
但是他却给了我们别的命令，要我们去遵守。
Oh, sometimes God might not give us a direction that what we should do, but He tells us exactly what we should do.
就在神在会幕中晓谕摩西怎样献上各样的祭物。
And God already gave Moses in the sanctuary how he should prepare all the offerings and sacrifices.
在第八、第九章，摩西一样一样的教导亚伦和他的儿子们关于献祭的条例。
And in the Leviticus chapter 8 and 9, Moses gave all the detailed teaching to Aaron and his sons and the tribes, the clans, how to serve God.
他在利未记第八章第五节中特别说。
And in the Leviticus chapter 8, verse 5, he said this.
这就是耶和华吩咐当行的事。
And he said, "This is what the Lord has commanded to be done."
他从来没有教导他们献燔火。
And he never taught them to give the unauthorized fire.
有一句话在利未记第八章还有第九章不断的重复出现。
And one sentence repeated in chapter 8 and 9.
这句话就是。都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
And this sentence is all according to the Lord commanded Moses.
这句话在两章中最少出现过七次。
And this sentence appeared at least seven times in chapter 8 and 9.
这就让我们知道。
And this tells us,
当亲近神时，侍奉神时，
When we get near to God and serve God,
必须按照神的吩咐去行，不可按自己的主观意志去做。
We need to follow God's command and instructions instead of our own subjective will and thoughts.
拿达和亚比户被击杀的原因是我们，击杀的原因是我们来到神面前的。拿达比亚比户被击杀的原因呢，是因为他们拿神的话大儿戏。
And the reason that Nadab and Abihu was killed because they do not take seriously God's command and instruction.
他们轻看神所吩咐的。
They look with contempt with what God has taught them.
擅自按自我的想法去做神没有吩咐的。
And they did their own way to ignore God's command.
结果就遭到了玩火者自焚的下场。
So that they were killed by the Lord.
其实我们也有时候轻看神的吩咐。
Sometimes we did a similar thing too.
按照自我的想法去行事。
We do things according to our own like and will.
神在以赛亚书五十六章二节，在出埃及记二十章八节。
In the book of Isaiah and Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 8.
让我们守安息日为圣日。
And God told us to observe the Sabbath day as the holy day.
然而我们有时候把周一到周六没有做完的事情都拿在周日来做。
And sometimes we do the things that we should do on Monday and through Monday to Tuesday, to Saturday. But if we couldn't finish it, then we do it on Sunday.
神在希伯来书十章二十五节告诉我们。
But in the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, God told us.
让我们常常去聚会。
God told us to have fellowship or to have fellowship together.
我们却想去就去，我们不想去就不去。
And sometimes we, according to our own will, if we want to go, then we go. If we don't want to go, we just stop going.
神在哥林多前书十四章四十节。
And in the book of First Corinthians chapter 14.
四十节。
Verse 40.
他让我们在神的家中要按规矩行事。
God told us to do everything in a fitting and orderly way.
我们却在教会中我行我素。
Sometimes we just do according to our own like and will.
为什么神有这为什么我们会这样呢
？Why we do that?
因为我们没有把神的圣言当作为圣。
Because we didn't take God's word seriously, and we didn't hold it up high. And
没有像亚伯拉罕或者摩西听了就去行。
We didn't we were not like Moses and Abraham. After they received God's word, they just follow it.
我们肯定会说，我做不到啊。
Sometimes we'll say, "Oh, this is hard. I cannot do it."
怎么办
？Why? Oh, what can we do?
我们必须诚心诚意来。
And we need to sincerely pray to our God.
主在教导门徒关于祷告的时候，第一句话就是。
When the Lord Jesus Christ teach the disciples the first sentence, first prayer he told them is.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
在彼得前书十三章十五节。
In First Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
前半句话，他也说，只要心里尊主耶稣为圣。
And the first half sentence is, in your heart set apart Christ as Lord.
要尊神的名为圣，就必须遵守从他口中所出的一切话。
If we want to honor God's name as glorious, we need to take his command seriously.
这些话在哪里呢？
Where are those words come from?
这些话都记录在我们每个人都有的圣经之中。
And all these words are recorded in the Bible, and we all should have one.
好，下面我们来看第二点。
And the second aspect of today's sermon.
圣经圣洁的神必写为圣。
And the holy God in must be sanctified.
我们来看第三节前第一部分。
And we should look at the Leviticus chapter 10 verse 3, the first part.
于是摩西对亚伦说，这就是耶和华所说，我在亲近我的人中要写为圣。
Moses then said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke of when he said, among those who approach me, I will show myself holy.
我要写为圣，他的意思是。
What is the meaning that show himself holy?
神让亲近他的人降卑自己，以便神自己彰显他的圣洁。
And God wants those that who want to be close to him to humble themselves so that God can be glorified before them.
关于第二点，我想分成两个小点来解释。
And for the second aspect, I want to talk about it in two areas.
第一点，圣洁的神通过他指明圣洁的品行写为圣。
And the first theme is the Holy God is sanctified by the holiness of his people's conduct before him.
第二点，如果人在亲近神时不把神当作为圣，那神就要用立即的审判来写他为圣。
If the people that want to be closer to God, they do not take God as he is holy, and God will give them the immediate judgment to discipline them so that God can be sanctified.
好，我们先看第一小点，圣洁的神通过他指明圣洁的行为品行写为圣。
So first we want to look at how God is sanctified by the holiness of his people's conduct.
什么叫圣洁的品行？
What is the holy conduct?
通俗的讲，圣洁的品行就是按照神所教导的去行事为人所表现出来的品行。
And the general speaking is the holy conduct is the people that who follows God's command and instruction so that in their life they show all the, their life and deeds that in the holiness of God's teaching.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
那么从他口中所出的一切话都是圣洁的。
Every word from his mouth is holy.
按照他的吩咐去做必然是圣洁的，是讨他喜悦的。
And according to what he has taught us, must, all the words that should be holy and sanctified.
圣经中教导了做丈夫、做妻子的原则。
And the Bible teaches the principles of how to be a husband and a wife.
教导了做父母、做儿女的原则。
And the principles of the children, how to be a children and how to be a children and parents.
他也教导了做青年人、少年人、老年人的原则。
And he also teaches us how to be a godly elder and the youth and the children.
也就是说，所有关乎人的品行规范在圣洁中都有教导。
Another words that all regarding to how to be a godly people that is already taught in the Bible.
关键是我们是不是去真正的忠行。
And the point is if we follow it or not.
让我们一起看一下提摩太后书三章十六节。
Let's look at the second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16。
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、读者、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
神的子民若把神当作圣洁的神来敬畏，
If God's people fear God as a holy God,
把神的话当作圣言来遵守。
If they take God's word seriously as holy word,
神就写为圣。
God will be sanctified.
下面让我们看第二点，如果人在亲近神的时候不把神当作圣洁来对待，神就会用立即的审判来写他为圣。
And the next point is if a man that is not doing according to God's will, and God will give them the judgment so that God will be sanctified.
拿达和亚比户的事例就是一个非常可悲而痛心的。
And And the example of Nadab and Abihu, that is a good teaching and the lesson that we all should learn.
神也常常通过先知来警告那些不以神为圣的人。
And God also often used the prophet to warn us for those unholy deeds.
让我们一起看一下以西结书第二十八章二十二节。
Let us look together of the book of Ezekiel.
二十八章二十二节。
Chapter 28.And verse 22.
说主耶和华如此说：西顿啊，我与你为敌，我必在你中间得荣耀。我在你中间施行审判，血为圣的时候，人就知道我是耶和华。
And the God there said, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says." I am against you, O Sidon, and I will gain glory within you. They will know.That I am the Lord, when I inflict punishment on her and show myself holy within her.
我们再看以西结书三十八章二十三节。
And also Ezekiel, chapter 38,
二十三节
and verse 23.
我必写为大，写为圣，在多国人的眼前显现，他们就知道我是耶和华。
And so I will show myself greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
好，我们一起来看第三点。
And now we, to the final, aspect of the sermon.
就是第利未记第十章第三节后半部分。
And the second part of the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 3.
好，我们把这一节我就全读了。于是摩西对亚伦说：“这就是耶和华所说，在我亲近的人中要，我要在亲近我的人中要写为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。”亚伦就默默不言。
And Moses then said to Aaron, This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored. Aaron remained silent.
我们看了刚才的第三节，那么换句话，把这节经文说，就是神通过写他为圣，来荣耀他自己的。
And God through the deeds,of his people that he will be sanctified.
通过展示他的圣洁，他要使地上的万民敬畏他。
And to show his holiness that he wants all nations to glorify him.
正是通过这一方式。
And through all this,
神击杀了拿达和亚比户。
Because of all this, that God punished Nadab and Abihu.
在众以色列人面前写他为圣
so that
得到荣耀
he can be sanctified in front of the whole Israelite nation, and he will be honored by the Israelites.
更重大的意义在于
the more important meaning of this verses.
他也警告后人
he wants to warn the later generations.
我们必须遵照神的指示。来亲近神，来侍奉神。
We must follow God's instruction and command to serve God and to glorify Him.
圣经中还有一个类似这样的例子，就记录在历代志下二十六章十六到二十一节。
And there is another example from the Old Testament, Second Chronicles, chapter 26. Verse
16. 历代志下二十六章十六到二十一节，他记录乌西亚王心高气傲，就来到神的殿中，要在坛上烧香。
And here it says that the king Uzziah, he became powerful, and his pride led him.To his downfall, he was unfaithful and come to the Lord's temple to try to give incense offering by himself.
从经文中我们可以知道，八十一个祭司也拦不住他。
And in the verses, we know that over 80 priests trying to confront him and prevent him to do this unauthorized thing, but they couldn't.
结果他额上长大麻风。
But the result is he has leprosy on his forehead.
直到他的死日住在别的宫中。
Until the death of himself that he lived separately in another place.
与神的殿隔绝。
And he is totally separated from God's temple.
这也是一个让我们警醒的例子。
And this is also another example that worth of us to look carefully.
我们今天从拿达和亚比户的这个事例中知道。
And today from the example teaching from the Bible that things happened to Nadab and Abihu.
神是圣洁的。
And God is a holy God.
他所吩咐的圣言是让人去遵行的。
And the words he gave us is holy and is for us to follow.
也是让我们去成圣的。
And also through his word he wants to sanctify us.
人是有罪的。
And men are sinful.
我们作为蒙恩的罪人。
As sinners that who have God's grace,
绝不能对神的吩咐大儿戏。
We cannot take seriously to God's word.
轻看圣洁的荣耀的神。
We must not despise God's glory.
我们应当以神为圣。
We should take God as His.As he is a holy God.
以他口中所出的一切话为圣。
And we should take every word from his mouth holy.
我们可能会说，我做不到啊。
Sometimes we might say, oh, we cannot do it.
我相信也没有人能做得到。
I believe there's no one can do it perfectly.
我们只有来卑微我们自己。
And all we need to do is humble ourselves.
我们来到我们的神的面前。
We come before our God.
承认我们自己的污秽和罪。
And we admit to him that we are so filthy, full of sins.
而我们要知道，神他是要赦免我们一切的罪，一切的不义。
And we need to know that God is faithful and he will forgive all our sins and unrighteousness.
我们也相信神他是全能的神。
We also trust and believe that God is the Almighty God.
我们才能诚诚实实的来到我们的主面前来求他的帮助，求他的怜悯。
Then we can come sincerely before him to seek his mercy and his help.
我们下面一起看一节，看两节经文，希伯来书第四章第十四到十六节。
Let's look at a couple of scriptures together. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 15.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize that with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们也一起来看一下希伯来书十二章十四节。
And we also want to look at together Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
他说， 你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能借主。
Here it says, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，
Brothers and sisters and friends,
让我们真的是一起来到神的恩典之中。
Let us all come together in the grace of God.
来认识他的圣洁。
So that we may know his holiness.
让我们彼此鼓励追求圣洁。
Let us encourage each one another and to seek holiness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，感谢你的怜悯。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, that we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
感谢你在创世之前，你就把你的儿女写在生命册上。
And thank you before the creation of everything that you have already wrote your children's name on the book of life.
主，你也差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
And you also sent your only begotten son to come to this world.
道成肉身。
And he become man.
就是为了救我们这些本该死亡本该灭绝的罪人。
In order to save us that the sinners that deserve to die and to be destroyed.
主，但是今天我们因着信耶稣基督是我们的主，我们生命的主。
Lord, today we know our Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and is our Savior and the Lord of our life.
我们就有那永生的盼望。
That we have the eternal hope.
主，我们谢谢你用你的话语教导我们。
Lord, we thank you. You teach us with your word.
让我们真的是知道你的话是圣洁的。
Let us know that your words are holy.
你说你的话记在圣经上是让我们去遵循的。
And you told us the words that you give us in the Bible is for us to obey.
主，你就赐给我们每个人一颗警醒的心。
Lord, give every one of us a heart that's a sober heart.
以你的话为圣。
So that we will hold your words as holy words.
不要拿你的吩咐大儿戏。
We do not despise your words.
主啊，我们就把我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹朋友们交托在你的手中。
Lord, we commit everyone, each one of us into thy hand.
主，你带领我们每个人前面的脚步。
Lord, you lead us every step ahead of us.
让我们真的是来到你的面前来寻求你，来仰望你。
Let us come before you and seek you, and to put our hope in you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们在这儿祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.